Our next story this Friday, the World Health Organization, part of the United Nations, says the Wuhan coronavirus is not yet a public health emergency of international concern. That's an official term the agency uses for extraordinary outbreaks like those of the Ebola or Zika viruses. The WHO says it's continuing to keep a close eye on the Wuhan virus outbreak. Meantime, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control is recommending that Americans who don't need to go to Wuhan should avoid the city. And it recommends that anyone who's traveled to China within the past 2 weeks and has a fever, cough, or trouble breathing should immediately get medical care and avoid other people. The disease is named for the city in China where it was first identified. Wuhan has a population of 11 million, and it's now on partial lockdown with a lot of its transportation shut down. As Chinese officials rush to try to contain the outbreak, the travel plans of millions have been impacted because the Chinese New Year begins on Saturday, the most important festival in the world's most populated country. Major celebrations in Beijing, 650 miles north of Wuhan, have been canceled, and with suspected cases of the virus popping up in several other countries, large airports are increasing health screenings and quarantine plans.